now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
I get to our other guest today, our guest presenter, who's filling in. He, like the others, well, he's going to Perth. He wrote to me and said, can you have a driver take me to the airport at 5:45?
So, I'm going tonight at 7 o'clock. I land in Perth at 10:30 their time, right? I stay for the game, and then I'm out on the red eye. I haven't got a lot of baggage, Ray.
Then the thing
you have
is,
got a lot of baggage.
I'm talking about pyjamas.
When you were younger, you've got a lot of baggage.
Hey, Ray, just from the top of the show, you alluded to the fact that the other continuous call team members needed to get over here to rest up. I didn't think they were resting up too much last night when I saw them.
I can reveal this because he forewarned me. I put my mobile on silent last night.
Did you?
This morning when I woke up, I had 14 missed calls from P. Riddell. Various stages from 10:30 until about 4 this morning.
What's his contract? He must feel very secure in his job to be doing that. Well, is he long-term?
Let me tell you, he shouldn't be secure. if it's a performance-based contract, he's in a bit of strife. The coach of the New South Wales team is Brad Fittler. He's very kindly made himself available to the continuous call team. Freddie, g'day.
Good afternoon, Ray. And your continuous call team.
Hey, Fred, very full.
Hey, Freddy.
Frederick.
You big suck, you.
I honestly think...
You're one of the purveyors of this former media.
Yeah, you, sit back down, idiot.
You are a twit on Twitter.
What are you going to do to him?
No.
Are you going to posh him like you did up in Brisbane? Yeah.
Tried to. 87, I sat him straight on his...
Well, we know the story, horse.
Yeah, don't bore people
No, tell it again.
Anymore.
Yeah, come on.
Tell it again. Tell it again. Tell it again. What's your column tomorrow? What's that about?
I've done a column on rugby league coaching. Look, I've got the list here. I got Gus in here.
What about Sticky?
I didn't put Sticky in.
Ricky Stewart we're talking about, by the way.
The reason being...
You're scared of him.
No.
No, I'm not. It's as simple as that. Have you had a fight in your life?
Yeah. I beat him and Paul Green.
Ray.
Oh, no, that was just a bit of a...
Listen.
I'd handle Paul Green.
I know you...
What about Wayne? That would be an even fight. Wow. You and Wayne, I reckon.
About the same age.
Yeah. I know what he'd like to do with me. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, he's not alone. There's a few like to get on.
They're lining up.
This is good radio, isn't it? This.
Yeah. It's pretty tough.
I'm telling you want to get home tonight and drop down. Oh, no, not going home tonight. When you get back from Perth, drop down on your knees and thank that woman who's strangely been associated with
my wife
with
every day of the week.
Yeah, you should thank her. Drop your knees and thank her. And start doing your own washing and folding, okay? Because it won't do you
What
any
do you
harm.
Do for her in return? Like, what's your love kind of language?
Well, I'll tell you what he does. Goes to Perth for a weekend. That's what he does.
Yeah, gets out of the house.
You need to make a bigger contribution to your home.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a bit late for that, isn't it? How long have you been married?
why don't you start by moving out?
You're going to get a decent old invoice putting up with this.
Listen,
will be.
There's a standard fee.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. I've spoken to Patrick Delaney. You're going to get the same as you get. You get more off us than you do off Foxtel. That's about
what do you reckon I get?
300, and that's about 150 more than you should be getting. Okay.
And that wouldn't even pay the laundry bill.
Yes, exactly.
I'm trying to think what would be the happiest animal on earth.
I think dogs are the happiest animal on earth. No?
Stallions?
breeding, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a bad job.
Well, come on.
You know, 200,000
I haven't seen an unhappy one.
You'd be worried if it was unhappy.
Pretty good from you, Pete.
Yeah. What would you nominate as the happiest animal in the world?
Oh, I suppose dogs would have to be.
I think dogs is a good answer because you can put them in the boot of your car, you open the boot and they're happy to see you.
You do it to your wife,
not so much. You've been to England before, David. Can you speak English?
I beg your pardon.
Have you met
that
the Queen?
That's good.
Oh, no.
Darryl, it's just...
I want to ask you again. Have you met the Queen?
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, why are you embarrassed by that? You should be proud of that. Where did you meet her at?
In Edinburgh.
What, a pub there or where?
No, Darryl.
G'day, Liz.
G'day, Liz. I'm David Morrell.
What would you rate as your top three moments in your broadcasting career?
Yeah, Dean Lucan in 1984, because that was the first gold medal I ever called with an Australian bowl.
How'd it go? Come on, Davey. Come on, let's relive this great moment. Yes. Oh, come on, Davey.
The bar is at 240 kilograms. He's fishing for gold and not tuna. Up it goes. He gets it to the shoulders. Up it goes.
There it goes.